Larson.
And joining us in studio for the second part of the show is Ryan Anderson. She is Community Program Coordinator with Utah Clean Energy. And also Tom Mills. He's with Creative Energies Solar. And you're here, both of you are here to talk about Summit County's bulk solar purchase program, correct?
Yep.
All right. So, Ryan, why don't you start? Give us a little background on the program, maybe a little history, too, about this program, because this isn't the first annual. This is what annual?
Utah Clean Energy has run about five of these programs in the past. This is the third one we're doing up in Summit County.
Yeah.
And we were contracted with Summit County, so this is really a Summit County initiative. And it's for all homeowners in Summit or Wasatch County, so the program's been extended out to install solar at a discounted rate through a streamlined process with a trusted solar installer.
And that trusted solar installer would be?
Creative Energies.
Okay. And who is Creative Energies?
That's a great question. Creative Energies, it's a community of solar enthusiasts. The company started in 2000, and it was all started by a couple of Knowles instructors from Wyoming.
Interesting.
Yeah, with a real commitment on trying to impact communities in a positive way while maintaining a business.
Right. And so over that time, you're now installing solar systems, we'll say.
Yes.
On homes and at businesses, et cetera.
Nonprofits. Yep. Off grids.
Okay.
Yeah. So we do quite a bit.
So you were selected to be part of this bulk purchase program. So how does the go ahead.
Yeah. So Ryan, tell us how did you select a contractor for this? That's a big part of the project.
Yeah. So we actually had a community steering committee of volunteers who are homeowners in Summit and Wasatch County. And they came together and put out a request for proposals. And we received bids from multiple solar installers in Utah. And they went through all of the bids and scored them for things like the price they're offering, customer service, energy efficiency education, things like that, because we didn't want to just have a solar installer that would come in, put on a system, take a check, and then leave.
That energy efficiency education is really important. Talk a little bit about what that involves.
That can go in a couple of different directions. What we try and do is educate people on, well, if we see existing power usage now that can be curved or pulled back, we make those recommendations. Basic ones are LED lights, and a lot of folks have made that upgrade in the Park City area. Nest thermostats, making sure you have the adequate insulation in your attic. That's a big one.
Okay.
And a lot of, some older homes, especially in like Lost Prospect or something like that, might need that kind of insulation upgrade.
That's an interesting point, because you don't typically make that connection between insulation and solar.
Yeah.
But there's a power consumption based on insulation.
Yep. And it has, I know this is outside of the scope of the program, but it has a big impact in Salt Lake. Because if you adequately insulate your attic, you're greatly reducing the amount of time that AC has to kick on.
Okay,
you're preventing the house from heating up.
And then again, that's another thing. We don't associate insulation with air conditioning or heat. Heat, in this case, insulating the home from external heat.
Yeah.
All right. So it helps keep the home cooler.
Yeah.
And your AC.
And if we can make the big one that we should talk about in Park City is heat tape.
Thank you.
Oh gosh, it's like Chris planted that. This is Chris's favorite
this is
topic.
My okay,
yeah.
Go, Tom.
So if I can elaborate on that, heat tape is a gobbler, but it's necessary for those folks who have valleys on north facing to prevent that ice damming. What the biggest improvement you can make to your heat tape is putting on humidity sensors. So they can start to sense when a storm is coming in.
So and based on moisture.
Moisture and temperature.
And temperature.
Yeah. There's a lot of times heat tape is running on temperature, but there's no moisture in the air. Hmm. So the roofs are clear. So that's wasted energy. But put it in perspective, a hot tub, which is a gobbler, can consume 3,800 kilowatt hours in a year. we've seen heat tape in Park City go north of 4,000 kilowatt hours.
Ooh.
So that's a good chunk of kilowatt 4,
hours. 4,000 kilowatt hours, 10 cents per kilowatt hour. So that's about $400.
Yes.
Being, quote unquote, wasted on tape that's running when it doesn't have to.
Yeah, so you know maybe you can get that 4,000 down to 2,500.
Sure.
Or 2,800.
But again, this is an example of efficiency education that goes on, because you go in there and you identify how this home consumes electricity at what rates, and then say, well, you know what? If you did A, B, C, and D, that's the difference between 20 panels and 15 panels.
Right. Yep.
Right.
That's 20 panels. That's the point. Yep. We get to reduce the system size, and that reduce costs as well.
So, Tom, tell us a little bit about your background and your role within Creative Energies.
Okay. So I've worked in the ski and whitewater industry for years. Hmm. I've been in Park City since 1991. I didn't move down into the valley until 2011. And I was my own entrepreneur there for a while, doing photography and framemaking. And then the housing market busted. And my market was not coming back. I hung in there for like I tried to hang in there for 5 years. Mm. I realized I had to reinvent myself. And solar was something that I was always passionate about. I started following the greenhouse effect in college, wrote several papers on that. So I revitalized my resume. I have a background in electronics, and I just hit the pavement. And there was a solar company up here in Park City that gave me my first opportunity, which I was always thankful for. But Creative Energies is just, I think, where I fit in very well. Okay. And that was 5 years ago. I've been with this particular company for 2 years, been in the solar industry for five.
Right, installing systems around the county and such front.
And our company also installs in Wyoming and Idaho. We operate in three states because we originated out of Wyoming.
Okay, so Ryan, how does the program work then? Because you're having a workshop coming up where people can enter, but how does one sign up for it?
Yeah, so on our website, scpwsolar.org, we basically have all of the information you could need, from pricing to the timeline of the program. And the idea is that you go online and you get started by taking the solar survey, which asks you basic questions about your energy use and your roof type, roof age, shading, things like that. And then you take this survey, and Creative Energies will see that survey come through and contact you, sending you a preliminary proposal so you can kind of see an estimate of what's expected for your solar costs. And then they'll come out for a site visit and double check everything and then send you a final proposal.
I'm sorry, and by checking, you may go to a home where the homeowner is really interested in installing these panels, but it may turn out that it may just not be the right setting. The roof aspect may be just not the most beneficial. There may be a lot of trees and vegetation that throws a lot of shade on the, and so you may have to tell them, you know what, this might not be the best thing for you.
Yeah, I was involved in the 2016 Mountaintown Community Solar Program when I was working with another company. And we had a lot of folks interested in Old Town that wanted to go solar. And there were a few that I just had to, you know, give the reality of it all, whether they were being shaded by a structure next to them that's higher.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they were in sort of like on Daly Avenue, where it gets into a tighter ravine, and that means you got a hillside on the east and the west, so that's really narrowing down your what we call your photovoltaic window, your irridence window. So, occasionally there are a few folks where it's just not practical,
right? And maybe even the roof size itself just wouldn't hold a lot of panels.
Yeah,
it might be a south facing aspect, but it's not. It's not a big area.
Right. But the thing is, if it depends on why a person wants to go solar. And if we can effectively offset 25% of their usage, it's still worth looking at, as long as we're squeezing out as much kilowatt hours out of that panel as we possibly can. So when we evaluate a home, we will look to see where is that best spot to minimize any shading impact. And there's a couple I'm working on right now where I just have to shift the array to one side of the roof or the other.
Okay. All right. So, Ryan, what is the benefit of going through a bulk program?
Yes.
Economically or otherwise, administratively, et cetera?
Yeah, so the idea is that because the whole community is coming together on this, we're able to get this discount from the installer because they're able to buy their products in bulk. So that bulk purchase price kind of gets passed on to participants. Mm-hmm. It's also really complicated going solar. Aside from that upfront cost, you have no idea who to trust as an installer. There's a lot of installers out there now, and the reputation of solar isn't that great anymore. So we really wanted to go with someone who the community could trust and do that vetting process for them. And then it's also that simplified. You just take a survey, and then they reach out to you, and all you have to do is be responsive at that point.
To elaborate on what Ryan just said, we are aware of some of the black eyes that our industry gets due to the business practices of some other companies.
Really?
One of our greatest reviews came from a client who said, these guys told me I should not get solar. And we gave him the reasons why. And he gave us a five-star review for not just trying to get him under contract.
Oh, okay. Authentic.
Yes.
Just being authentic.
Yep.
And so what, okay, if I am going out on my own, let's go down this lane here. What do I need to look for in a contractor?
I think number one is longevity.
Okay.
How long has this solar company been around? There was a boom that happened in 15 and 16.
Yeah.
Just to give you a little background in our industry, mm-hmm. there was approximately maybe 24 to 36 solar companies in 2014. After that boom and during this boom, it was up to 116.
Wow.
So you had all these little pop-up companies that all they were little sales companies starting out of a garage and then looking for an installer. And what you want to do is not only look for longevity, you want to call them out on certain values that are in their proposals. Two of the biggest ones that impact the economics of a proposal is degradation. How much is the panel degrading over time?
Hmm.
And we see a lot of proposals that have a value in there of 0%. So they're telling the consumer that this panel is producing kilowatt hours that simply do not exist. Mm-hmm. And the other is the escalator rate. What kind of rate percentage are you using for rate increases in utilities? And we'll see values out there of like 8%. I've seen as high as 12%.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an inflated value. We've looked at the Utah Public Service Commission data that I believe starts logging those rate increases from 1992 forward. And what we found was we looked at what's happening in Utah from 2002 forward. Yeah. And the reason we focused on 2002 was because, as everyone knows, Utah was put on the globe map with the Olympic event. And we saw a lot of growth take place post-Olympics. Well, all of these new homes, new businesses, they require power. And if our monopoly power company has to expand its resources, it usually leads to rate increases. So we looked at from 2002 forward, and we found that rate increase was as high as 6%. We do not use that. We use a very conservative number of 3.5%. So anybody who gets confronted by a solar company, ask them what their escalator rate is and ask them what their degradation rate is.
Okay, so what is the degradation rate that seems to be reality?
Yes, it's actually half of 1%.
Half of us, 0.5%.
Yes.
Per year?
Yes. So by the time you reach, today's panels are much more efficient
right.
than say, from the 2004 or 2005. So at year 25, a lot of panels are operating at 84-85% of efficiency. They've lost 15% of what they could produce over right. that 25-year period.
Okay. So 0% is not
0% says, hey, that panel's never producing at 100% at year 25, and that's just not a reality.
Okay, 0.5. Okay.
Is there anything that people need to consider when they're thinking about, like, maintenance of panels or, you know, improving the longevity of their panel?
Mm. Yeah, we get that question a lot. So one of the things we factor into our estimates is what's called soiling. Soiling is a way for us to rate what's happening in, say, a winter environment in Park City. So we go heavy on those soiling numbers, saying, hey, this is what we estimate your system produced. Well, we've already taken into account, depending on your azimuth value, right? Due south is always going to lose snow faster than east or west.
Right.
A steeper pitch is going to lose snow faster than a shallow pitch. But we soil anywhere from like 35% to 60%, depending on where that roof is. So we already account for this loss of production that's taking place in the winter.
Due to being covered with snow.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. But people ask, should I remove that
sure.
snow? No.
No.
No. So it's not economically feasible to pay for that labor to remove that snow when you look at the loss of production in kilowatt hours for a system that produces very low in the wintertime anyhow.
Okay.
The majority of your solar is going to be produced from, say, maybe mid-April to mid-October. So those winter months, you're only at 2.5 sun hours anyhow. So don't sweat it if your panels are covered with snow.
Or 2 or 3 or 4 inches of snow, it doesn't matter. And in fact, I'm imagining if you're up there trying to remove the snow, do you risk damaging the panels?
Yes, you
scratching
do.
Them.
And yeah.
So be mindful.
Right. You can void a warranty on a production warranty is 25 years. Look at your house. Try and find something in your house that'll give you a warranty for 25 years.
Yeah.
Right.
Another thing I just want to hit on that he mentioned was this, you're going to produce more of your solar or more of your energy from your solar in the summer than you are in the winter. And the way that works is Rocky Mountain Power has this solar export credit that rolls over month to month. So in the summer, when you are producing more energy, you're able to kind of bank that extra, then use it in the winter. So, and that the rate at which that's banked, it's a 9.2 cents per kilowatt hour. That changes next year. And we don't know what that change is going to look like. So we like to say that now is the best time to go solar because you get grandfathered into these rates until 2032.
And is the trend at least that, say, those rates, those recovery rates or so, those benefits are decreasing over time and tax credits are decreasing over time?
Definitely with tax credits, those are decreasing. The 30% tax credit from the federal government is stepping down 20% to 26% next year.
Okay.
So if you want to take advantage of that full 30% tax credit, you need to have your system installed by the end of this year.
Installed?
Yes.
Not just signed up with the program.
Correct.
Installed.
You signed up and installed. Can you install systems in the next 4 months?
Yeah, so we'll go right up until that you know calendar date of 12/31. But we encourage anyone who is signing up for this program to be expedient on providing us your usage. You know, so this process, even if someone signs a contract, gives us a deposit, and we have all the documentation we need to fill out net meter and so forth, that takes about 60 days. So even if you want to say yes today and we have everything we need, your install is 2 months out. Every now and then we can beat that 2 months, but you shouldn't expect that. The realistic expectation is 60 days.
So if that 4% difference in the tax credit is really important to you, make sure you fill out your survey as soon as possible so we can get this process started for you.
And just as we start to wrap up, give us an idea of the timeline. How long will this round of the bulk solar be available, and what kind of interest have you had so far?
Yeah, so the program is going to run through the end of the year, kind of baking off that tax credit. We've got a lot of interest so far. We have about 90 surveys have been taken already.
Wow, great.
Which is really great. And one last thing, just if you're interested in learning more about this program, we're having a workshop tomorrow at the Ledges Event Center from 6 to 7 p.m., and we'll be there Tom will be there probably. We'll have a solar installer there from Creative Energies that can answer your questions. And Utah Clean Energy will be there to talk more about the tax credits, incentives, financing, things like that.
And,
fantastic.
And that's in Colville.
Yes, in Colville.
The, Ledges Event Center, turning Colville into Solarville.
Yes.
Aha. All right. So Ryan Anderson with Utah Clean Energy. Thanks so much for joining us and hosting this program. Tom Mills, Creative Energies Solar, website.
Yes.
Best website to go learn all about this.
scpwsolar.org.
Okay. And thanks again. For really fascinating. We always learn something more about the solar industry and the solar, how solar systems work every time we have someone. Good job, Tom. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. I hope you'll have me back.
We will. Maybe at the end of the program, you give us a wrap-up on the details on how things went.